Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. You can do that today if you wish. So, last day of 2024.
I think in years ago, we used to do like a show top 10 moments list. But a lot of times it was like things that happen on the show or during the show. And this is like going back to when we were a nighttime show. Mm-hmm. When we were a nighttime show, games were happening while we were on the air, which was kind of cool. Because if there was some crazy game winner, we're watching it and we're reacting to it at 10:30 at night or 11 o'clock at night. I mean, we used to do a show. Hell, there was a year where we did our show from 7 to 11, sat around for an hour, and did an extra hour for WFAN.
That is true. We didn't do that for very long, but we did do that.
But I was thinking about this a couple days ago. I was like, we should come up with a top 10 list. But I will admit it, I did not email you. I did not tell Drab.
Right.
I just kind of had that idea in my head. So I came up with the top 10 list, and you can chime in.
Okay.
But I also put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, because we have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. You can vote at Junks Radio. Here is your poll, and it's specific to DC Sports Moments 2024. What is the best sports moment in D.C. in 2024? Caps making the playoffs. That, I believe, came down to the last game, Cakes.
I think you're right.
And they had to beat the Flyers?
Sounds correct.
I think it was the Red Wings.
Might have been the Red Wings, but maybe they were... Whatever. Caps made the playoffs.
They squeaked in, which we were happy with because, trust me, nobody expected them to make the playoffs last year.
I thought it was a pretty big deal when James Wood made his debut for the Nationals.
Yeah, definitely a big deal. A
lot of anticipation.
Yeah.
So big, Eric missed his first at bat.
Did he miss the first at bat because he was in like the club?
He was in like the, it's called the president's club, Terra Club. Yeah. Vinny and Joe dragged him in there.
You big Nats fan, you missed James Wood's first at bat. Well done.
And then I have two Commanders moments. Cakes was trying to sell me on Alex Saar being drafted number two. I can't put that. Well, maybe that's in the top 10. Not in the poll, which has four options. All right. So the four options: Caps make the playoffs, Hail Mary win over the Bears,
big one,
James Wood debut, or the game-winning drive by Jaden Daniels this week, which lifts him into the playoffs.
I haven't looked at the voting, and I think it's only been up for half an hour, 45 minutes or so. My guess is the Hail Mary has to be the runaway winner at this point. I'm going to guess it's got 80% of the vote.
Well, let me just say this. James Wood and the Caps making the playoffs have a combined 6%.
No. Oh, no.
So you can vote on that. But I did come up with my top 10 list, and just because Cakes was lobbying for it,
okay,
my number 10 top sports moment in 2024 is the Washington Wizards draft Alex Saar.
Thank you for throwing that bone.
Well, it's
to
not just
JP.
Not just the drafting of Saar, but wasn't getting the number 2 pick kind of improbable?
It was an upset for them.
Yeah, it was an upset.
They vaulted, I think, 2 spots because I think they were supposed to pick 4th.
And I think it officially signified the complete teardown and rebuild, which is happening right now.
I mean, everybody knew
it
that
it really
was happening.
Started a year ago.
Right.
But it has gotten to another level this year.
We're officially into season 2 of the full-blown rebuild for the Wizards.
If you want to chime in with your top sports moments for 2024 or kill me on mine,
right,
it's fine.
You can do that.
And you can chime in too, Cakes. My number 9, because I wanted to sneak in the locals, and it was the Caps making the postseason.
Okay. That's top 10
worthy. If you
worthy.
Think about last year, it's changed now with the Commanders.
Yeah.
But last year, we were lamenting that we're doing a sports radio show in D.C.
Yes.
With the Nationals, who haven't had a winning season since they won the World Series. Mm-hmm. It's now been 5 seasons. We have the Wizards, who are an abomination.
Right.
The Commanders with Ron Rivera were 4-13.
Hideous.
So to even just get a team to sneak into the playoffs on the last day, it was a big deal.
You got to get something.
Sadly, it didn't last very long, but just getting into the playoffs was a big deal.
Nobody expected much out of the Caps once they made the playoffs. I mean, they were facing the Rangers. The Rangers outclassed them, which, by the way, I know this is a side note. I mentioned this to you like half an hour ago. Peter Laviolette's head is basically on the chopping block in New York because the Rangers are in last place in the Metro.
So that's my number 9. Those are both local. The rest of mine are, besides one, are mostly national. My number 8 top sports story, you got to throw in the Super Bowl. Chiefs went back-to-back. Taylor Swift was there.
Right.
It seems like...
We don't need... You know what? The Chiefs get over-talked about everywhere else. We don't need to over-talk about
that.
That's
why I don't have them that high. Yeah, it's number 8.
It's fine.
Number 7...
The Chiefs are good, okay? It makes the top 10.
Newsflash, Chiefs are good.
We understand.
I mean, it is the Super Bowl. It's a pretty big event.
I know.
If you talk about top sports events
in 2024. And it is back-to-back.
Yes. And Taylor Swift was there.
By the way, I might have to reignite my Jaden's season is better than Patrick Mahomes' this season, but that's an argument for another day.
Keep doing that.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you put the numbers side by side? They're pretty good in Jaden's
favor. I look at 15-1 in game-winning drives.
Okay. I look at stats. I look at stats you put on the box score.
Home stats are pretty good,
and
especially
of late. You know what else I look at? 11 dubs for Jaden, and that hasn't been done in 30-plus years. It's pretty good.
Pat's got 15.
Okay. Well, he squeaked in a lot of games.
And Jaden hasn't.
Again, I said this is an argument for another time, but I'm over here waving the flag.
All right, number 7. I think this was a huge deal. Jim Harbaugh in Michigan wins the national championship. Yep. Harbaugh leaves for the Chargers and immediately lifts them to the playoffs.
Right. That I did not think he'd have them in playoff contention in year 1, but I guess I'm just
one of my bold predictions.
Discounting his entire career because that's what he does.
I have them winning a playoff game in my bold predictions.
That could happen.
Number 6 is a huge deal. It was a huge story on this show. We definitely spent a few days talking about it. Maybe it should be higher. Scottie Scheffler getting arrested was a big deal.
That was a massive deal. For a minor traffic infraction.
Hey, that was a wild show. Because that happened like at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it happened in real time.
It shifted our show that day.
Yeah. I guess in the start of the second round of the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love breaking stuff when it happens on the show.
It rarely happens because we're on so early. Like the breaking news usually happens like at 10:30, 11, noon. Doesn't usually happen like 7 a.m.
And it was one of those stories too where you first hear about it, and then you just speculate. Like, well, what the hell happened?
Right.
And also, what made the story, I guess, very relevant is that Scotty's just was running away with, like, the world number one.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, the front runner to kind of win at Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
But it is pretty stunning that the guy's going to the golf tournament. He's the number one player in the world, and he's in handcuffs.
Well, there was an overzealous cop. No, couldn't and then wait he
played.
Then
he, no, he played. Yes. He played hours after being in jail and being processed.
It was a wild story.
Played.
I can't remember.
I think he shot like a 68 or 67.
Did they hook him with like the tee time, or did he get pushed back because of weather? I can't even remember.
No, I think he was. They didn't hook him in terms of tee time. I think his tee time was kind of later in the morning. It was like a 9:30, 9:50 tee time.
Yeah. So he got booked and processed quick.
Then he got arrested like around 6:45, taken to the jail, processed, I guess, made bail, came back out, shot a 67.
Yeah. It's pretty stunning.
All right, number five is, you might have a problem with it, but I think that she deserves to be on the list somewhere.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark scored 41 points in the rematch against LSU, which was the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament, beat Angel Reese, which had been a huge story the year before. She made it to the Final Four, made it all the way to the championship. South Carolina beats her. I don't even know how to term it, but Caitlin Clark has to be on the list of top moments for the year.
She was a massive story.
And I guess
story.
If you have to single out a game, it would be that game against LSU where she put up 41.
She's probably too low on that list.
Should be higher.
Caitlin Clark was like one of the stories of the year.
It was a big
sure.
one.
Definitely.
Yeah, you might have a problem with my number four, but everybody watched it.
Okay.
It was exactly what I expected, which was awful.
Oh, no. I know what you're going to say now. The Mike Tyson, the Jake Paul fight.
Yes.
Oh, that made the top five?
That's four? Must have been a slow year in sports.
Pro boxing bias.
Are you telling me that wasn't one of the biggest sports moments of the year? Everybody watched it.
Yeah, and everybody regretted it instantly.
Everybody regretted it. Did you watch it?
Unfortunately, yes. I did.
Mike Marge, you watch it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Drab, did you watch it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Everybody watched it.
Not proud to say I did watch it.
I watched that
debacle.
A guy is almost 60.
Yeah.
That's the sales job that Jake Paul and everybody did.
Yeah.
You watched the guy that was almost 60 box.
Yeah. You know what?
He wasn't even
I'll
good.
I'll never do it again.
The last time that he boxed as a pro.
Again. I can't do the Bush
fool me once.
I don't remember.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Never again.
Never fool me again. Whatever he says.
Yeah, but I mean, 100 million people watched the movie Carry On Netflix this past weekend. Right. That doesn't mean it's the top movie of the year.
No, but it was actually kind of entertaining. I liked it.
It was okay.
I thought it was decent.
It was okay.
I mean,
2 hours.
I said, poor man's Die Hard.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
I'll tell you this. If I watch Mike Tyson in a sanctioned or non-sanctioned bout, I will withdraw all of the funds out of my 401k and chop it up equally amongst everybody here and even the two dogs that aren't here. That's my free bet to the rest of you because
nice.
It will never happen. It will never, ever, ever, ever happen.
All right, so my top three moments, I don't know that you would guess this. Do you want to take a guess at one of my top three moments, Cakes?
Your top three. Did Luka do something noteworthy in 2024 that I'm spacing? I don't know.
No, it's not a Luka moment, although he did make the NBA Finals.
Okay.
That was nice. It's the Olympics.
Okay.
The USA basketball team. They were in a major hole and looked like they were going to lose in the gold medal match to the Joker and Serbia.
I don't think that would have made my top 300 sports moments of 2024.
You didn't remember Steph Curry going ballistic with four straight three-pointers?
Doesn't move me. It's not on my radar.
Would any Olympic event, like Simone Biles or Noah Lyles?
Are they making Texas Hold'em?
hey, that'd be a silly event.
Because that'd be all. I'm all in.
The most memorable thing from the Olympics is the dude with the gun that looked like they pulled him off the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about the breakdancer?
Yeah, the breakdancer.
Oh, yeah, breakdancing, too.
She was the biggest story at the Olympics. Bigger than
much bigger than the U.S. winning gold.
Bigger than the hoops team.
Yeah. I thought that in terms of a sports moment, that was classic. And they really did look like they're about to lose, and Curry just hit unbelievable shot after unbelievable shot.
Yeah, maybe it's just because you're still a big NBA mark, but that would not make my top 300 sports.
All right, so
moments.
Number two is local related.
Okay, good.
Play the NFL music. It's the NFL draft, and the Commanders drafting Jaden Daniels, number two. Of course, quarterbacks were drafted 1, 2, 3. It was Caleb, it was Jaden, it was Drake May. The Commanders get their guy in JD5.
Have we thanked Ryan Poles enough, the GM of the Bears, for taking Caleb Williams instead of Jaden Daniels? I don't think we've thanked him quite enough.
Didn't we send him a care package?
We did, yes, but I think we should send him more. I think we should give him more, because he made just a spectacular misstep, at least through one season.
Cakes, what's my number one sports moment? If you have to think about the landscape of sports this last year in 2024.
So it's not a local moment. Biggest sports moment.
Exciting moment.
Exciting.
It was
moment.
A great moment in sports.
Great moment in sports. I mean, you had the Olympics at number three. I can't believe that. I don't know. It's escaping me. Something huge happened that I'm just completely spacing on, Valdez.
Think about the big sporting events in the big four sports.
You know what, Cakes? I got it's the World Series.
It is the World Series. Freddie Freeman, walk-off, grand slam. That was a moment. Already I don't remember it. If I yelled.
I'm just being honest.
I don't remember if I yelled in my house, and I'm a pretty calm viewer of sports.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Mm. That was awesome. Baseball Cakes? You can't even remember it?
It's barely registering over here.
Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam.
I remember the Dodgers won, but I don't remember how it happened.
He remembers the Dodgers won. It's like 2 minutes ago.
I'm supposed to remember that happened?
If I prompt you.
No.
Even prompted.
You could have brought in a pallet with $1 billion and said, how did the World Series end? And I would be like, I don't know.
What JP doesn't understand, I was being sarcastic when I said World Series.
It was his number one moment.
Well, what would your top moment be?
The Hail Mary.
The Jaden Hail Mary?
Yeah, it's kind of the low-hanging fruit, yeah. But it turned the season around completely for the team.
Yeah.
I mean, something that doesn't happen very often in the NFL.
It's way more memorable than Freddie Freeman hitting a home run.
I mean, it was...
I know that.
I mean, national media was talking about it for weeks on end.
Cakes, I think you're going to be embarrassed. I think most of these lists, you sports lists you'll see today, will have the Freddie Freeman play.
First of all, I won't look at those lists. Second of all, I would never be embarrassed by a home run.
I think
in the
most
World
people
Series.
Most people would agree that it was probably the most iconic moment of the year.
Okay,
The Hail Mary was awesome too, and maybe I, because it's a regular season game, I didn't put it in the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, the Bears were 4-2. The Commanders' record at the time?
All of you old souls want to just worship at the altar of baseball? Yeah. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just know as a viewer, as a sports viewer,
yeah.
That was the most awesome moment of the year for me.
No, the most awesome moment of the year, it was Charlie Woods' hole-in-one at the PNC Championship.
This is where we're going to have to part ways, Valdez, because I will not be able to agree with you on that.
Look, I didn't send the email... Next year, 2025, we can remember it. We should each do our top 10 lists and put it up like we did with our draft
boards. Top five. We'll do a top five.
Yep. We'll definitely do that for 2025. All right, when we come back, we'll get into why isn't Jaden Daniels getting more MVP love for winning that massive award with the season he's put together as a rookie here with the Washington Commanders. We will do that next on The Fan.